because they wanted to create freedom in their lives and then also to become healthy. And they are creating a cascade. So the first person came with one of our personally sponsored a couple of weeks ago to learn about Isagenix. We had a small, like a meeting at our home just with her and her sponsor. And then last week at our wellness party, she brought a guest who signed up with a President's Pack. And this week, that guest brought a guest who signed up with a President's Pack and covered all the information around, you know, what this is going to do in every way to change their lives. And the first two are already getting the results and they're sharing. So, man, it's magic when that occurs.
Thank you, Maura. And, yeah, it was a great event. And anybody else want to share?
Yes, Mary Jo.
Go ahead, Mary Jo.
Hi. I just want to say that for those people who have attained status in the by achieving a 100-pound or plus 100-pound status in the 100-pound club, and you attended a celebration last year, we always have a as a 7-year veteran of that group. We always have an event prior to celebration. It's a really nice reception, and we talk about what we're going to be doing on stage. This past year, we received this added bonus because, of course, we want to use this this great achievement to our advantage in our business. And they presented us with the ability to get two free event tickets. Now, this is not for Celebration or NYKO, but for the Isagenix Universities. And I encourage everyone that's in that group to take advantage of those two free tickets. And my dear friend Larry Fuchs reminded me that, you know, you can get both of your tickets for the same event and then take someone with you, which is really the optimal use of those tickets for Isagenix University. And, you know, when you always want to take a guest with you or a new member that you just enrolled who might be sitting on the fence as to whether they want to do this as a business, and it's a great tool. So I highly recommend that if you do have the ability to do that, to participate and to take advantage of that, I highly recommend it. And you just send your email to those who have forgotten about this to 100poundclub@isagenixcorp.com. And again, these were given out last year at Celebration, so those people who did attend, it really only applies to them. But I know that if you have people in your team in that group, I would please try to remind them to use it. I'm going to the Washington D.C. one in at the end of May, and I'm very, very excited. So I wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I wasn't aware that Isagenix organized a reception for the 100-pound club. That's fabulous. And Isagenix certainly is outstanding when it comes to recognition. Anybody else have a share that they want to put forth before we get started?
Javit Sue, good morning. Good morning.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. I just am super, super excited. Talking about events, and last weekend, I got on just as you were wrapping up your share, but with the business summit that was in Barrie, a number of our teammates were there, and out of that event alone, the belief that was built in those young women, we've had three new crystal directors with a huge congratulations to Marnie, Julie, and Jennifer, as well as another gal that went back to director and reached one-star silver circle, and a fourth woman that was not at the event, but the entire team and the energy that was working with her has reached her crystal director. Three of those gals did that on Sunday after being at the event, and the fourth one just reached it yesterday. So we're super, super proud of those gals, and really it's all about the events and turning that switch of belief in themselves. And it's just incredible. I can't underestimate the value of attending trainings and events.
Thank you, Sue. That's a great testimonial about the benefits of attending events, and that's a great way to kick off my topic today. And I'm going to try and tie in as well a little bit about health, being a healthcare practitioner, and how it impacts me and other people in the event. But I'm going to start off with my story, which involves Sue and Glenn. 7 years ago, Sue was coaching with Maura and talking about her Isagenix business and talking to Maura about it. So that was Maura's first touch with it. But later on, Sue and Glenn were at their home, their first in-home party, their launch party, as we often call it today. And Maura and I were both invited. Now, I was quite skeptical. I had worked with some nutritional companies and, wasn't terribly open to coming out, but I did attend. And Shannon Fisher was presenting that day and asked questions, having a background in nutrition and being a chiropractor. I knew things, key things to ask, and basically got my questions answered. And, had a need for the products. Heard some good testimonials, which were motivational, which I know all of you do at your launch parties. And that's how Maura and I started in March of 2008. And we went on in that year to also embrace the business, as you probably all are aware, and became executives by the end of sometime near the end of December or end of 2008. So that was my first event. At that time, hadn't seen any videos, any movies, so that was actually my very first touch. One of the most impactful events that I had attended was my first celebration. So we had started, as I said, in March of 2008, and celebration was happening in August. Maura and I really didn't get involved in the business aspect of things until about 4 to 6 weeks later. So it wasn't that long before celebration was coming up. And as many people on the calls this week have said, I was gifted a celebration ticket from Christine Clark, who is Sue Field's sponsor. And she had bought an extra ticket, as many of us are encouraged to do. And she gifted that ticket to me, and I had to juggle things. I flew in last minute, flew home on a red eye so that I didn't have to disrupt my practice because it was a last minute. Maura, unfortunately, was not able to attend because she had a commitment to an art conference that weekend. So that was probably one of the only events that I attended that Maura wasn't with me. And it was great. Arranged to room with somebody that became a longtime friend within Isagenix. Had a great time. It was absolutely spectacular. The energy coming into an event from going from in-home events to suddenly, wow, to at that time, it was maybe only about 4,000 or 5,000 people, but it was still, a monster event, and the energy was incredible. It's like my head was spinning from it. But in general, what we have learned and the philosophy that and motivation for Maura and I to get to events and encourage people to come to events is that, we quickly observed that not everybody who attends Isagenix events are six-figure income earners, but everyone earning a six-figure income earner in Isagenix attends events. So that's a clue. And the gradient of events is, one of the first things, the easiest things to expose people to is Isamovie. In addition to your personal contact, that's a way of letting people know quickly that there's systems, that, there's ways of them getting information quickly. Three-way calls are perhaps one of the most underutilized but yet extremely powerful tools between yourself, your prospect and somebody else in your team that has something in common or some knowledge that can be beneficial to those people. Conference calls like the one here, you can they're recorded. There may be a topic that might be of specific interest. Well, getting somebody to either be live on a conference call or send them a recorded one, the link to the recorded one, that too is an event. launch parties, wellness days, whatever you want to call the in-home presentations. That too is a kind of a next step up. And then local opportunity meetings or local trainings, those are fabulous. Again, the more you get people to attend those things, the more likely they are to stay with the products, experience new products, and as well, engage in the income opportunity. And then you have bigger regional events. For us, regional events are Toronto, which is about a little over an hour from where Maura and I live, and many great Isagenics people live here. Another event to attend that we highly recommend is ISA University. It is really concentrated business training, very similar to basically what was happening in Barrie that Sue was talking about and Maura's talked about this week. And if you're able to get to NYKO, not if, but NYKO is also an awesome event. You get to hear about new products. Celebration, as I talked about right at the beginning, is absolutely crazy, crazy. And if you're fortunate enough to have worked to qualify, Top Achievers is a whole new level of experience as well. So that's kind of a gradient of the events. And again, you may have heard that from some of our other speakers this week, but I wanted to go through that. What I want to do is basically step back and say what I personally get out of training events is I learn more about products. I learn more about the science, which is something that's important to me. I learn more about how to present the products, and I learn more about presenting the business as well. And it's important to learn how to communicate about both to your team, to your prospects, and basically at these events, you learn how to build a team. Network marketing isn't necessarily a skill that everybody walks into with. There's so many people that have done fabulously well that have had no network marketing experience. So it's a skill. And for me to become a chiropractor, I required not only university, but 4 years of chiropractic training. And that's, 4,000 hours of classroom time, at least another 4,000 hours, or sorry, 40,000 hours of studying as well over the period of the 4 years. And then I start my business. One of the beauties of network marketing and Isagenics is you get to actually earn while you learn. For a profession like mine, you lay out thousands and thousands, in fact, hundreds of thousands of dollars getting your education. And then you still have to lay out all kinds of funds to, open up your business. Well, with Isagenics, you get to learn as you earn. And the faster you learn, the faster you're going to help other people, the faster you're going to build your team, and the faster you're going to grow. And events are absolutely essential for that to happen. So you build your confidence. You build your confidence in basically the five areas, in network marketing, in the Isagenics company itself and the company corporate leaders. You build your confidence in what the products can do for yourself and others. You build your confidence in the opportunity. You learn how you get paid. Many times people come into network marketing or Isagenics and they have a goal of, I want to make, six figures, five figures. Well, it's important to learn how do you earn that money? And you'll learn that at events. And probably the biggest one and the most important one is building confidence in yourself. Confidence in yourself that you can do this. Confidence in yourself that you can share this. Confidence in yourself that you can build a team with other people. And you get that from events. And any of you who have been in Isagenics or network marketing for any length of time, there's challenges. You're sometimes swimming against the current. And, you get no's, you get disappointments. And if you don't surround yourself by the positive support, by people who have been where you've been and keep in contact with it, you get beaten up and you can get beaten down. And these events are key to keep you in the game and basically in the long run, not only surviving but thriving in this industry, and it is a great industry. And by doing these things, you are building that shield around yourself to handle any negativity and the rejection that you've got. Now, I want to touch base on a couple of mistakes that, you know, I've witnessed people make, or errors in judgment. Many times when somebody's new to Isagenics, they may say, well, I've been to an event before. I've heard it before. I don't need to go. Well, the reality is, again, to build your confidence, to build that shield, you do need to go. And as far as I've heard it before, well, I look at it, until you can get to the point where you can actually teach it, you don't know it well enough, and you don't know it well enough to certainly call on that knowledge or that skill at the drop of a hat when somebody, you know, is engaging with you. And once you are actually able to teach it, then I encourage you to start teaching it, whether it's teaching it to your team, teaching it at a local event, or working your way up to teaching on a bigger stage. It's a great goal to have, and the better you can train, and training is always a good way of learning as well. The other mistake I hear people say about events is, well, I have no guests, so I don't need to go. Well, in my experience, you'll find it much easier to have guests attend when you come from a point of power attending all meetings with or without a guest. Because if the event is only important to you because there's a guest there, then unfortunately you're looking at it all the wrong way. One of the things I love about the big events too is, for example, at all the events, there's the Isobody Challenge qualifying and the Isobody Challenge Championships. I find that is amazingly inspirational for myself. And after these kind of events, I notice, you know, more and more people in our team sign up for doing a challenge or a second or third, fourth challenge. And that improves your health. It sets the bar. It lets people see what is attainable. I love that. At Celebration, the 100-pound club that was mentioned earlier, that is so inspirational. Even if you haven't needed to lose 100 pounds yourself, it lets you know and visually shows you how people have lost weight, they've kept the weight off, they've just amazing what these products can do for people. And again, you get to meet these people, you get to say hello to them, you get to hug them, and they're real people. The other thing I love at Celebration is, I'll call it the athlete's parade, where, you know, people are coming on doing flips and posing and, you know, demonstrating their sports acumen. And that, too, is a great inspiration for me personally. It's a great inspiration for anybody who you may have coming in that is an athletic person who's active or participating in a sport. So for all these various reasons, events are extremely important. And you get to learn about the science behind the products. I mean, again, as a healthcare practitioner, when they release the information on the research studies, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm drooling over that information. And it just solidifies not only that these products work, but this is a quality company who covers all the bases. And that is so important for our posture, our attitude when we go in to speak to people and share Isagenics with people. And basically, it just makes us more attractive to the people that we are speaking to. You know, we have that confidence. We have that certainty. And boy, it's a great social event, too. It's meeting people, meeting friends. You get to meet people that aren't in your team. A number of years ago, we met, Maura and I met Lynn Peltzer and her husband at a New Year kickoff, and later we ended up being on an ice derby team together, even though we were cross-line. So it's a great way to make connections. I remember at one of our first New Year kickoff, after all the events were over in the lobby, we're sitting down with friends and colleagues, cross-line, in-line, and Jimmy Smith sat with us for hours, and boy, was that a great opportunity to sit and, you know, pick the brain of an absolute, genuine, superstar in Isagenix and superstar in network marketing. And he told us about stories about other companies and all those kind of things. You just don't get that, you know, at staying at home or not interacting with people. The other thing that I'd like to mention about events is that, you know, plan ahead so that, you know, you make your commitment, schedule it, you know, get your bookings as early as possible. We all have heard that, Celebration this year has sold out so far in advance. So it's something that, get your ticket, start hunting for a ticket. You know, many leaders will buy multiple tickets so they make sure that they've got spots for their people. Book your hotel rooms, book your flights, and be prepared when you're there. Plan to be at the event. You know, again, it's great socializing, great meeting people. But if your socializing gets in the way of attending the events and getting up early and getting a good seat, then you're missing out on so much. And so much of your success, your joy in Isagenix can come from things that you learn at those events. So I highly encourage all of you to attend local events, be part of it, you know, get involved with your teams, get your teams involved in the events. And promote the events. Don't just notify people of events. Promote the events. You know, many people in your teams just don't know how important these events are. And they really have to rely on you of bringing the value up by being consistent and persistent with sharing what is important for them and important for them in their business, but also in their own personal experience with Isagenix. So that wraps up what I'd like to say. And, if anybody else on the line would like to add a pearl of wisdom or comment, let's open the lines up and have people share a little bit further. Anybody out there or Kevin?
Yeah, listening.
Yes.
I am just wondering, is anybody going to train or will somebody speak up today on, like, how to promote an event? We've got one coming up, and we're working on that, but we're kind of newbies. And if anybody's willing to share on how they invite people or how they're doing their promotion, I'd be interested.
Now, are you asking about promoting to existing Isagenix people or promoting to new prospects?
Mostly to our downline. So.
Okay, so to have your team actually attend.
Right.
Often people for events will make up a flyer that can be sent out, whether it's just email or through constant contact, phone calls. I mean, get your people who have people engaged, you know, diversify. Don't take it all on yourself, but, you know, get your leaders to contact their people as well. Because the more voices that they hear it from, the more times that they hear it, the more likely they are. And build the event, you know, sell the sizzle of the event. You know, who's going to be speaking? What are they going to be talking about? Create that excitement. And those are some of the suggestions I'd make. And if anybody else wants to add or contribute to how to promote an event, please jump on the line.
Jeff, it's Maura. The other two things that we do are text messaging and Facebook. We really promote it just on every single level.
Okay, well, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering, since you're a chiropractor,
yeah.
I was wondering, is the best approach to invite them to a big meeting first, or to how is the best way to involve a chiropractor, I guess?
Well, everybody's different and every situation is different, but in general, I would engage that chiropractor or healthcare professional using some of the the tools, the ISOMovie, the videos. Again, they're very professionally done, high quality. It sets the tone. It lets you gauge that person's interest. Sure, you can be building towards, a local or regional event, but I would definitely try and provide some information and reason to have conversations before the event. Because in general, whether it's a healthcare professional or not, the more touches on the way up the gradient you have towards the bigger events, the more likely somebody I feel is going to engage. You know, if somebody is going to show up at our Wellness Wednesday, our launch party, for example, if they've seen an ISOMovie, if they've, maybe been on a three-way call, if they're showing up on Wednesday for that launch party, they're definitely interested. Otherwise, they would have turned down the opportunity. So the more touches you have up the gradient, the more likely somebody is to actually say yes. So that's the way I would approach a healthcare professional.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Barbie Lee.
Hi, Barbie Lee.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. To the lady who asked about inviting prospects, or inviting to events, to me, it's, using Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But Jimmy Smith taught me people bring people to events. And I get on the phone and I call every single person and I leave a message and I just say, hey, it's Barbie Lee, call me back. And I don't leave them why. And then they call me back because they're curious why I'm calling them. And I personally invite them and tell them why I would like them to come specifically. And like you said, Jeff, that highlights the speaker, what the topic is going to be, or, using the personalities that we know how to speak. Oh, it's going to be so much fun, or, oh, there's going to be so much to learn, or, oh, I really need your help, or, stuff like that. So to me, it's the phone call, because Jimmy Smith told me people bring people, flyers don't bring people.
Yeah. Thank you, Barbie Lee. And I like that you mentioned the, communicating using the personality scale. Again, different things will motivate different people. Some people might be the science turns them on if they're white or the owl. Other people, it's, hey, it's fun. We have a great time. They're the socializers. You're going to meet great people. So it's great that you brought that out. And again, how you communicate with people can make a big difference. It's what their style is. Thank you. That's a great share.
And one more quick thing.
Sure.
In Eric Worre's GoPro, Chapter 5 is all about inviting. And there's actually kind of, a little bit of scripts that people can use when they're calling their people. So GoPro, very cool.
Yeah. Oh, that entire book is absolutely awesome. It's a network marketing Bible. Any other shares, any other comments before we call it a day?
Just one quick one. This is Melanie from Florida. And I would love your perspective on attending events as a chiropractor. I mean, I was very impressed when I walked into New Year kickoff and saw all the tables that were specifically just for you. Not for me, but I think that's awesome. So I just love your perspective on how Isogenics enables you as a professional to, what do we have that other companies might not have? Or just can you give me something along those lines?
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, as a natural healthcare professional, I use tools that don't involve drugs or surgery. And mm-hmm. I've always known that nutrition is an important part of overall healthcare. Now, not all chiropractors want to, diversify into other areas. Some of them may want to just focus strictly on their chiropractic. In my particular practice, I do laser therapy, orthotics, chiropractic, and Isogenics was my vehicle for incorporating nutrition in. I had tried in past years to, purchase vitamins and from good quality suppliers. And really, as a retail operation, it did not work well for me. But because Isogenics as well was systems that really delivered, visual and emotional results very quickly, it was much easier for me to incorporate this into my practice. 80 to 90% of people that come into my office, there is a nutritional component to what's going on for them. whether it's because they're carrying too much weight and that's messing up their back, their knees, whether it's because the excess fat or the toxins in their body are leading to inflammation that is, you know, bringing out those aches and pains that they're coming to see me. So for me, it was a natural fit. And again, you have to have, you know, a practitioner that's open to it. One of the ways I personally, you know, contact colleagues that I don't perhaps know personally is I'll look at their website and get an idea of, okay, are they open to things other than just basically, you know, a chiropractic practice? If they are, then, you know, that's an invitation for me to say, hey, you know, have you looked at this? So I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we are at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to say goodbye to all of you. Looking forward to seeing you, all of you, at events and, you know, thousands of you at Celebration. So have a good day, and I will be on the call on the third Thursday in May. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all.